Fact check, Kamala Harris claims not one U.S. troop in any war zone around the world. By Christina Wong on September 10, 2024. Claim, Vice President Kamala Harris claimed Tuesday during a debate with former President Donald Trump that there were currently no active duty troops in any combat zone anywhere around the world for the first time this century. Verdict, false. There are currently active duty U.S. troops deployed to Iraq and Syria who have been under frequent attack by Iran-backed militia forces over the past year. There are also thousands of active duty U.S. sailors deployed to the Middle East who are facing attacks by drone strikes and missiles fired by the Iran-backed Houthi forces in Yemen. Earlier this year, three U.S. soldiers were killed on the border of Syria by Iran-backed forces. Former Illinois Representative Peter Meyer, Army, a veteran, posted on X, Harris just said the U.S. has no active duty troops in a combat zone for the first time in a century. We have troops in Syria and Iraq who are routinely attacked by Iran-backed militia. Three soldiers were killed in Jordan earlier this year. The Biden-Harris administration released a letter in June in compliance with its responsibilities under the War Powers Resolution to inform Congress of where U.S. troops are engaged in hostilities around the world. It lists a number of countries where U.S. troops are participating in counterterrorism activities. It states U.S. troops are deployed to Syria and Iraq. A small presence of United States Armed Forces remains in strategically significant locations in Syria to conduct operations, in partnership with local, vetted ground forces, to address continuing terrorist threats emanating from Syria. United States Armed Forces in Iraq continue to advise, assist, and enable select elements of the Iraqi security forces, including Iraqi Kurdish security forces, as reported on December 27, 2023. I directed United States forces to conduct discrete strikes on the night of December 25, 2023, against three facilities in Iraq used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, and IRGC-affiliated groups for training, logistics support, and other purposes. As reported on January 25, 2024, I directed United States forces to conduct discrete strikes on the night of January 23, 2024. Against facilities in Iraq used by IRGC-affiliated militia groups for training, logistics support, and other purposes. As reported on February 4, 2024, I directed United States forces to conduct discrete strikes against facilities in Syria and Iraq used by the IRGC and affiliated militia groups for headquarters and command and control, weapon storage, training, logistics support, and other purposes. These strikes followed attacks perpetrated by the IRGC and affiliated militia groups against United States personnel and facilities in Iraq and Syria that threatened the lives of United States personnel and coalition forces operating alongside United States forces. These included an attack in northeastern Jordan, where an attack by IRGC-affiliated militia groups killed three United States service members. I directed these discrete military actions consistent with my responsibility to protect United States citizens both at home and abroad and in furtherance of United States national security and foreign policy interests. Pursuant to my constitutional authority as Commander-in-Chief and Chief Executive and to conduct United States foreign relations and in accordance with the 2001 Authorization for Use of Military Force, Public Law 107-40, and the Authorization for Use of Military Force Against Iraq, Public Law 107-243. It also states that U.S. troops are under attack by the Houthi. Since at least November 2023, Yemen-based Houthi militants have engaged in a series of attacks against United States military forces, including ships and aircraft, and against maritime commercial shipping, operating in the Red Sea, the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, and the Gulf of Aden. These attacks have posed a threat to the safety of United States forces and commercial ships and their crews, regional political and economic stability, and navigational rights and freedoms. The Houthi militants continue to pose a threat of future attacks against United States forces and military vessels and against other maritime traffic in the region. As previously reported on January 12, 2024, January 24, 2024, February 5, 2024, and February 26, 2024, I directed United States forces, as part of a multinational operation, to conduct discrete strikes on January 11, 2024, January 22, 2024, February 3, 2024, and February 24, 2024, against targets in Yemen that facilitate Houthi militants' attacks in the Red Sea region. I directed the strikes in order to protect and defend United States personnel and assets, to degrade and disrupt the ability of the Houthi militants to carry out future attacks against the United States and against vessels operating in the Red Sea region that could further destabilize the region and threaten United States' strategic interests. The strikes were conducted in a manner designed to limit the risk of escalation and avoid civilian casualties. And the letter states that there are approximately 3,813 U.S. troops deployed to Jordan to support defeat ISIS operations to enhance Jordan's security and to promote regional stability. In addition, it states there are approximately 75 United States military personnel are deployed to Lebanon to enhance the government's counterterrorism capabilities and to support the counterterrorism operations of Lebanese security forces. The letter also states there are U.S. forces all around Africa who are involved in counterterrorism operations. It states that in the East Africa region, United States armed forces continue to counter the terrorist threat posed by ISIS and al-Shabaab, one of al-Qaeda's most well-resourced affiliates. Since the last periodic report, United States armed forces have conducted two strikes against al-Shabaab high-value targets and a number of airstrikes in Somalia against al-Shabaab in defense of our Somali partner forces when engaged with al-Shabaab, and our support is requested to defend them against attack. United States armed forces remain prepared to conduct airstrikes in Somalia against ISIS and al-Shabaab terrorists. United States military personnel conduct periodic engagements in Somalia to train, advise, and assist regional forces, including Somalian African Union Transition Mission and Somalia forces, in connection with counterterrorism operations. United States military personnel are deployed to Kenya to support counterterrorism operations in East Africa. United States military personnel continue to partner with the government of Djibouti, which has permitted use of Djiboutian territory for basing of United States armed forces. United States military personnel remain deployed to Djibouti, including for purposes of staging for counterterrorism and counter-piracy operations in the vicinity of the Horn of Africa and the Arabian Peninsula, and to provide contingency support for embassy security augmentation in East Africa, as necessary. And the letter states that in the Lake Chad Basin and Sahel region, U.S. troops are providing support to African and European partners conducting counterterrorism activities, including by advising, assisting, and accompanying these partner forces. Approximately 700 United States military personnel are currently deployed to Niger. However, the Department of Defense is in the process of withdrawing United States military personnel from Niger, and the withdrawal will be completed over the next several months, it said. U.S. troops are also deployed to the Philippines to counter terrorism operations by Philippine government forces, according to the letter. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.